President Obama is in Rhode Island today to talk up how the White House and congressional Democrats have helped small businesses in this tough economy. He is also in the state to fundraise for congressional candidates, but he is not there to endorse the Democratic candidate for governor, Frank Caprio. Caprio only learned that last night, and this morning in an interview with WPRO Radio, Caprio unloaded.
I never asked for President Obama's endorsement. He could take his endorsement and really shove it, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, John Mulligan is Washington Bureau Chief for the Providence Journal and joins us from Rhode Island. And first of all, what was this news that was learned last night about President Obama's non-endorsement of the Democrat?
Well, Robert, this was the cap of many days of speculation about whether the president would endorse the Democratic candidate for governor. And in a routine call with reporters to lay out details of this trip, a White House spokeswoman said for the first time definitively the president would not endorse today.
Now, Mr. Caprio is in a three-way race for governor of Rhode Island against Republican John Robitaille, but also running as an independent, the former Senator Lincoln Chafee. I gather that's where the plot thickens here.
Yes, it does indeed. Lincoln Chafee was a Republican senator from Rhode Island and bears a famous Rhode Island Republican name. He's one of these moderate New Englanders who split with the party. He was defeated for re-election as a Republican in 2006, became an independent, and then in 2008 he endorsed and campaigned for then-Senator Obama.
Well, the Democratic candidate, Mr. Caprio, says that this is all about two old friends, two former U.S. senators, Lincoln Chafee and Barack Obama, who are doing some old Washington business. Is there a close relationship there between Obama
and Chafee? Well, I don't know that it was a terribly close relationship. They were colleagues. I think on Chafee's side, he had been uncomfortable with President Bush and with the direction of his party for a long time before he became an independent. And so it was not terribly surprising that he endorsed the president. What's been a little surprising about this Caprio imbroglio is that it took some days for the climax to arrive. And there's been quite a bit of speculation in the local press here as to whether Mr. Caprio would be invited to these fundraisers. He was finally last week, whether he would be endorsed, not endorsed. And, of course, former Senator Chafee is declaring this non-endorsement of his rival as a victory for Link Chafee.
This is a close race, according to the polls.
Yes, so we're told, and so the White House spokeswoman was asked last night, in light of the fact that it's razor thin, does the president consider that this could have an effect? And she simply said he's not going to endorse. She didn't go at that question directly.
John Mulligan, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
John Mulligan is Washington Bureau Chief of the Providence Journal. This afternoon, a White House spokesman explained that President Obama decided to stay out of the Rhode Island governor's race, quote, out of respect for his friend Lincoln Chafee.
This is NPR.